Hello, everybody. How are you doing today?
Hello.
Sports.
That is correct. You're listening to The Wicked 102.5 WIKD LP Daytona Beach. This is sports, your sports broadcast that covers anything that you could possibly consider a sport. Even if it might not be a sport to other people.
Let's make sports.
You say this every time you're on, Ryan.
I'm just kidding. We have so much to talk about.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, everybody. You guys can sit down. There's like a whole bunch of seats over there.
Are there any open mics over there?
No. I can't see anybody because they're all below the screens. My bad. Okay, so everybody introduce yourself, please. Yeah, go.
What is up, everybody? It is Ryan, otherwise known as DJ Flyby. We're here, and we're vibing, and my show is Flying with Ryan, Friday, 7 o'clock. This week is a rap special. Very excited. Gonna be very hype.
Are you playing Eminem?
No, but I'm playing Drake, and Drake. And it should be a lot of fun. I'm very excited.
Staring into my soul.
JB3, you're just a sight to see.
He is a sight to see.
Sight to see, man.
It's DJ Revive here. My show is from 4 to 5 on Fridays, The Rhythm Renaissance. So if you ever want to listen to some R&B pop and sound, you know when to stop by.
Oh, my God.
So I assume we can do promos?
You've been revived.
Hello, I'm DJ Keem. Happy to be here again. My show is on Mondays, 7 to 8. And, yeah, happy to be back on sports.
Hey, y'all. I'm Haley. I am brand new to Wicked. I'm super excited to get to do this. Hopefully have a new podcast up coming soon.
So yes. Oh, yeah.
It is DJ Lulu. The Basement Broadcast will return Monday, this upcoming Monday, 8 to 10. And I'm hoping to get some more live bands this semester and just play some cool alt and rock music.
It is DJ Starman. I'm excited to be on the show tonight, first time here. And I have a show every Monday at 11 p.m. It's called The Flashback, where we just look at pretty much anything I am in the mood for. So,
nice.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, guys. My name is DJ Plague, host of The Emergency Room on Saturdays from 11 to 12 a.m. This Saturday's episode will be country.
Nice. Woo!
Yeehaw.
And I'm DJ Meridian, host of Prime. I do Prime on Saturdays as well, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Haven't decided a theme yet, but it's going to possibly revolve around My Friend the Smiley by Saranji Poji.
Mm.
Incredible. We have a friend, the Smiley.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about him.
I also thought you were talking about me, and I was very confused for a second because I didn't know.
Yeah, episode dedicated.
This show is going to revolve around the venerable DJ Smiley.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's what you want to do, go for it, you know?
Free format.
I just play Wookiee on air.
Absolutely.
good luck finding good ones that are clean. That are not from Bandcamp.
Charlie Brown.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely do not play the Charlie Brown remix on there.
Noted.
You know what else is kind of freeform?
What?
Crosswords.
Yo.
No way.
Yeah. The Avion, a fellow SGA branch, does crosswords, and they're they're not magazines. They're
editorial.
Issues. Yeah, they're editorial issues.
That's a word.
But if you love crosswords and Sudokus, I can speak.
Words.
Sudokus. And other like word searches, then you can look in each of the Avion's issues because they have a puzzle contest. Yeah. And if you're the first student to complete the puzzle, you'll get a prize. And you can find their office in SU 219. So that's upstairs, second floor of the student union in the student leadership suite.
Shout out to the Avion.
Yeah, shout out to the Avion.
Cool. Thank you for posting pics of Wicked.
Yeah, you were in the latest issue. I know.
Isn't that crazy?
That's really cool.
Thank you to whoever made that photo. Dub. It was a good good time.
Thanks. Yeah. All right. So, does what sports do we have to talk about?
What is a sport?
Oh, jeez.
What?
Are we going to have to start every semester off with describing what a sport is
to
us?
I feel like you have to.
Okay. Totally okay, fair. So we can do that. Does anybody have other sports they want to talk about? I know at least three of us in the room are going to talk about the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk.
You know it.
I'm going to be talking about the other football. I'm going to be talking about soccer.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Lord's football.
Soccer. I'm also going to be discussing the other football with Italian emphasis, but also going to be discussing motorsports because there's a lot of motorsports coming up.
Will he be talking about F1?
For just a minute.
Okay.
More than a minute.
JB3? Rest assured.
Well,
do you have one that you're going to talk about? It's okay if you don't.
I guess I could.
That's always great.
I guess I could talk about, like, you know, UFC.
Ooh.
You are into UFC?
Yeah, well, I come from a karate background, so I love everything martial arts.
That's so fire.
I did know this about JB3. Yeah.
You did?
I did.
Wow.
I even tried starting my own RSL on campus, but, you know, it's hard to get committed people, so.
Understandable.
Tallulah, do you have a sport that you're going to talk about?
No, but I bet in the time you talk about the other ones, I could find something cool to talk about.
Okay.
You should make your own sport, Tallulah.
Oh, jeez.
I feel like I gotta do research.
I'm here for the ride.
Tallulah's sport would be see how long everybody can sit in a corner and not talk to each other for the longest.
I'd be really good at that sport.
Hey, Joanna,
non-verbal sport.
Do you have one?
I mean, other than watching the Eagles, was it?
Yeah.
Getting absolutely demolished?
Yeah,
womp,
that was sad.
Womp,
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 womp, womp.
Well, dinner and
we know who's winning.
In dismay.
We do.
We'll talk about more on the NFL towards the end. So let's start off with what is a sport? So we're going to go around and we're going to get everybody's definition of a sport. And we can discuss, but you know, please try and make it make sense. We'll start with Ryan.
What is a sport? I would say a sport can be anything. You know how like music is like subjective, right? Music can be anything.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So what if a sport is something you do? Like typing could be a sport, or
competitive, like speed typing.
Yeah, speed typing.
That's gotta exist.
I used to play this game called Nitro Type, and you would race other cars. That was pretty fun.
Did any of you use Typing Pal?
Oh, no. There's this website called Monkey Type where you like, that one's pretty good. But
oh,
yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
I think
yeah.
Anything can be a sport because anything you set your mind to is accomplishable.
Okay, but if anything can be a sport, what makes a sport? Because you
definitely
have to describe what's the difference between...
It has to have a...
You know, ranked and casual.
A spherical object. I'm not going to say the name of what a spherical object is, but it has to have that to be a sport. I'm going to say that.
Okay, so... Racing isn't a sport then.
Well, there's wheels.
Whoa.
Wheels are not spherical.
Okay, let me take it back.
Cylindrical.
It has to be a cylindrical object.
So
okay.
Cheerleading
so,
would be
what about
out.
Like
they have pom-poms. Those are pretty much
so
a sphere.
Long jump, bobsledding, alpine skiing.
Boxing. There's no...
Boxing, yeah.
Gymnastics.
There's the ring.
Judo, gymnastics.
They fight in the ring, obviously.
Okay,
the ring is a square.
Triathlon.
actually.
Swimming.
Swimming,
diving.
You know when you swim and you have, they have like the things that float on either side. Those are circles.
Well, see, I thought the way that you were speaking, thought you were going to go the route of saying a sport is anything that's competitive.
Yeah, You know that's a really good sentence to say. I should have thought. Is that what you think a sport is?
Well, that and along the lines of Smiley saying that it having an aspect of casual and ranked.
Interesting. So you think casual is not a sport?
I feel like. if you can make it competitive, you can make it so that you can put different people who are better at.
So it has to have the ability to be competitive.
I think so. Yeah.
I'm going to agree with that. I'm skipping the line here, but I think the definition of a sport is a competitive engagement
that has a cylindrical object.
No, it doesn't have to have a cylindrical object.
Don't you agree, though? Like, every sport
because
has a cylindrical object.
A sphere
object.
Isn't cylindrical.
Okay, so it either has a sphere or a cylinder in some way, shape, or form.
Well, now you're
no,
blowing
those are
out
just
rules.
Like,
so
yeah.
Basically, you're saying this is sports, if it I has guess. A rounded surface, then it's
no,
a
not necessarily. I mean, they have a. It's a boxing ring, but you don't see it's a ring. Therefore,
so
metaphorically and physically, it has to have a cylindrical or spherical object.
Okay.
Or metaphor.
I
anyways, JB3, what were you saying?
I think JB3's on it.
JB3's got onto something, I think.
Like, if we really want to go back and think about the philosophy of the word sport, and we're starting all the way back to, you can even go back to Mayan games, to Greek games of like the Colosseum. You can honestly add in the aspect of something that is watched and observed.
Like bullfighting?
Yeah, that the may bowl include is... betting. Yes, Miley.
I'd like to point out the Colosseum was not Greek.
I was just throwing
what
things
is the Colosseum?
Out, things at the Roman.
Hey, don't
actually,
you be.
The Colosseum is Roman.
Yeah, I meant Roman.
True.
But I was also skipping around.
La città di Roma.
I think JB3 knows what he's talking about. He was just getting around to the point. Around to the point.
Around. So the other aspect I was getting to is that it's also something that is watched and observed and possibly includes the aspect of betting.
Oh, interesting.
That's a good take.
Vero-vi.
Or betting ability.
I mean, you can bet on just about anything. We can bet on how many times somebody's going to say a word, and that's not a sport.
Sports. I bet the word sport will be in this podcast at least once.
Right, but that's not a sport. That's just
I think a bet. I think like another aspect that has to be taken into consideration when it comes to sports is physical exertion that goes into it.
Well, do you classify as typing to be physical exertion?
No, I don't.
Interesting.
So
what about the
only person that types as a sport is Flint Lockwood. If you've watched the Cloudy with a Chance, you know.
Wait, but yeah, that's actually facts. What about esports?
I think esports are esports. There is a difference between a sport and playing a game competitively.
So you don't think esports are sports, even though they're called esports?
Yeah, it's
called
esports.
I think it just needs to require an excuse for a bunch of
couldn't you say it would be mental exertion?
No.
I think it needs to require some sort of skill.
Physical exertion.
No, but like, you're right.
Well, because also, like, I've heard some people try and call chess a sport, and
it is
not a sport.
It is a sport.
Chess is definitely a sport. Isn't it in the Olympics?
No.
Chess, boxing.
No.
Oh, maybe I'm stupid. That's my bad. Sorry.
No, but I think chess is a sport, and I will firmly stand by that.
To the Olympics. Mm.
I mean, do you think that skateboarding is a sport?
Yes. Physical exertion.
Yeah.
But you're just riding on a board.
Wheels.
There's more skill, like, mentally involved in chess than learning how to do a kickflip.
Can you do a kickflip?
You're wrong.
Almost.
Can you almost? So
almost.
That isn't yes. But can you win a game of chess?
Yes.
So therefore, skateboarding is harder than chess.
Skateboarding is.
I was
the
also
Olympics.
On the chess team.
A sport being something you can either win or lose.
Wow.
I think
is gambling a sport, guys?
No.
I mean.
I'm a professional gambler.
I think it needs to have some sort of, like, element of skill, but I think that skill can be physical, mental, strategic. Like, anyone should be, like, it's a skill. I don't know. I feel like that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Something that you wouldn't be able to do just if you woke up in the morning.
Some level of training, almost.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Practicing.
Like, it has to be something that you learn.
It's
something
good
that can be improved
point.
Upon.
Right. Like, I could go right now and kick a soccer ball around. I wouldn't be very good at it, but if I trained for it, I could probably get
Let's
better at
football.
It.
World Cup.
Which is why I don't think esports is a sport.
Whoa.
I mean, but you have to train to get better at esports. Words. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, click a few buttons and
yeah, but
whoa,
get
you
lucky.
Think League of Legends?
I bet you if you picked up a Fortnite controller right now and I 1v1'd you, you would die because I could crank 90s and you can't.
I wouldn't show up on the screen because I wouldn't play Fortnite.
Well, okay, but like you do train therefore to crank 90s in Fortnite. So I feel like, I mean,
well, I feel like 90s. Your opinion is wrong.
You can't.
I can crank 90s pretty good. That's all I'm gonna say.
Literally, I pop fact Vic while he's on Fortnite all the time.
I think that anything can be a sport as long as it's
cylindrical,
not cylindrical or spherical.
as long as it
requires some sort of skill and exertion of you,
either mental or physical,
and it's not just like you can wake up and go. Do it.
As in not being able to crank 90s in
as in betting is not a sport because anybody can just go up and go bet.
Yeah, I feel like that's just luck at that point.
It's a game of chance. A
99% of games.
As someone who skied competitively, I think another thing that would kind of add to what I view more as a sport is the element of risk.
That's
because, like, a lot of sports have pretty serious injuries associated with them.
So do you agree that esports is not a sport?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what it's sounding like.
Yeah, but remember Gamer Thumb.
And Carpal
Tunnel.
Carpal Tunnel is
carpal
real.
Tunnel.
That is so
to
real.
To validate that, can we go from physical to also emotional risk?
Emotional risk. Ooh.
People put
a lot
on the
line
to invest their time and money into training. And once they get to that stage, they're putting all that time to to race towards whatever prize, 50 million.
To the chess discussion, I mean, people are also putting a lot of time and a lot of stuff in themselves to ensure that they can win.
Anyways. Well,
it's not everybody who cheats like that, okay?
Anyways.
Oh, my goodness.
Moving on.
It's so good. So, anyways.
All right. Well, I think we've drug out this conversation.
Yeah. I think this happens in like every episode.
That's what we were saying,
but awful every time.
But Ryan wants to talk about what defines a sport again.
I mean, you could have said no.
I'm not gonna say no unless it's
Rainbow Six. I don't know. I still think Fortnite is the most competitive type sport. No. I was actually in a Fortnite clan. And
you would be.
I was during COVID.
Wah, wah.
We won a lot of money.
Yo, is my 9-year-old cousin in there with you?
Probably, yeah.
He got him.
Roblox can get competitive.
True.
The only competitiveness behind Roblox was the time I had to wipe viruses off my brother's computer after he downloaded malicious Roblox games.
Lovely.
Malicious
yeah.
Roblox games.
I'm actually number one at Flight Sim.
Is there competitive Genshin playing?
Probably. No, because there is no competitive aspect to it. Genshin
Impact. It's not competitive. It's not a sport.
Unless you're doing competitive Genshin speed runs.
Yeah. World record. Oh, that's a good question. World record like speed running for video games, are they a sport?
No.
So you think that record like speed runs are a sport but not esports? How does that work?
No, I have to look up the definition.
Yeah, but all right, but do you agree that competitive speed running is a sport?
No.
Have you ever seen a Summoning Salt video?
What?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a
speedrunner? His videos are really good.
His videos are really good.
His videos are amazing. Now that I remember, I need to finish one of his videos.
Like,
but, yeah.
Ba-da-da.
Okay, so what does that have to do with anything we were talking about?
Can we talk about sports now?
We are talking about sports.
No, but, like, can we, like, actually...
You want to talk about sleeping during a sport. Let's just talk about soccer, and the rest of us can close our eyes.
Competitive sleeping.
Snooze. Whichever one's got the pig
skin. Dortmund's playing, I'm dead asleep.
I'm sleeping on that one.
Dortmund, really? I mean, after their choke last season, oh my god, that was embarrassing.
Let's talk about the Packers beating whoever.
No,
I saw
yet.
That.
Not yet. We'll talk about
that
it
was
later.
Funny.
We'll talk about it later. We're talking about soccer right now.
I got hot
okay,
takes.
Okay, I'll talk a little bit about soccer.
It's time to talk about real sports that exist.
Okay. So, to round up soccer. Okay, last week, the Spanish Super Cup happened. And guess where the final of the Spanish Super Cup is?
Spain.
Like, the biggest teams of Spain. No, it wasn't in Spain.
What? It wasn't.
China.
Andorra.
Turkmenistan.
America. Let's play football.
No, we're getting
Brazil.
Close to some of these. Turkmenistan is close.
Oh, really? All right,
what continent?
Argentina.
Like Asia, but Asia's okay. Big.
So,
Mongolia.
No.
Russia.
Think about a place that like loves putting money into soccer.
In Asia? I don't know.
No, Japan? That's not Asia.
Saudi Arabia.
India.
Oh,
that's
that kind of makes sense, actually.
The Spanish Super Cup final
gonna
was
have to
in
disagree
Saudi
with
Arabia.
You on it being in Asia.
No, that is Asia. Like
it's Asia Minor.
What's the first part of
Asia.
That word?
It's Asia Minor.
You're going to argue where something's located at with the global conflict studies major? That's
well, he's minoring in it.
No, I'm minoring in it.
Well,
but
he's
majoring
in it.
Yeah, but
so
like,
this is supposed to be his job. So.
Yeah, but like I know all the countries too.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, I just do. And Saudi Arabia is
one of them.
Technically in Asia because it is in Asia.
You know, in
this,
Asia,
like,
they
are you saying
teach
like Dubai?
The Middle East.
Yeah, because the
as
Middle East
Asia.
Is part of Asia because Asia is massive.
Are you saying like it was in Dubai or was it in like?
No, Dubai is like not. It's not a country.
Okay. Sorry, I don't know.
We'll do.
Song.
Let's talk about geography another time. But anyways, the Spanish Super Cup final was in Saudi Arabia, and Real Madrid embarrassed Barcelona by winning 4-1, which I'm kind of sad about because I don't like Real Madrid. But you know,
real.
You can bring your torches or whatever. I don't care. Yeah, Real Madrid beat Barcelona 4-1. It was already 2-0 by the 10th minute of the game. And the games are that's like very early to be winning 2-0. But yeah, aside from that, then the last thing I'm going to talk about is Inter Miami, which is like the MLS team for Miami. And I don't really watch the MLS because it has no competitive value, but I mean, I like that Messi's on it. And now they just signed Luis Suarez, who is Messi's longtime companion in Barcelona. So now there's four former Barcelona players in Inter Miami. They're
Luis
just
Suarez, my favorite ear eater.
Yeah, the favorite everyone's favorite in-game biter. He's famous for biting a few players in random games.
He sounded like me when
including
I was three.
Including when he was playing Italy on a national level.
Yeah.
Giorgio Chiellini, my beloved.
Yeah, yeah. Rest in peace. Yeah, I remember the images of Giorgio Chiellini on the floor and Luis Suarez just holding his teeth after he bit him.
On the small thing of Miami, isn't the U.S. joint hosting the next World Cup and Miami's going to be a place where they play?
Yes.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Ooh. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Like, I think
nice.
Tickets are going to be like so expensive for that. But hey, I would love to see like, I don't know, whatever. North Macedonia versus Tanzania in that stadium.
Hot prediction. Austria is going to win the World Cup.
they have to make it to one first.
They're going to make it. This is their year.
Maybe
that's
they'll make it.
Year, I
maybe
mean.
They'll make it before
you know,
Italy.
Every time someone says, "Oh, this is our year," that usually means
we
that
the boys.
Happens. It's
we
not going to happen.
But,
I can settle for Luxembourg.
What? Luxembourg.
Like I hear so many people sitting there talking about a team that just outright sucks, but they're like, "Oh, this is our year."
Philly fan.
20
sounds like every American football player fan or whatever.
But,
so somebody that's a Washington
sounds
Commanders
like every
fan.
Cowboys fan for the Super Bowl.
We'll get to that.
The reason I bring up Inter Miami is because not because of their season games, which start in like early February, but their preseason games are just wild. So first, this Friday, Inter Miami is going to El Salvador to play El Salvador. Like, the club Inter Miami is playing the national team of El Salvador for some reason.
Is that just for, like, funsies? Or is that
yeah, just for funsies. It's not even an official match because they don't count national team versus club as official. But, and I think we're just going to see Inter Miami absolutely humiliate El Salvador, but I don't know. We'll see this Friday.
Actually, the U.S. played in an international friendly today. Who won?
Oh, the U.S. did?
Yeah, I think it was Iceland? No, it was...
I don't remember. I don't think they played.
I was on One Football earlier.
I don't think they played today. It doesn't show up. But they're on Saturday, they're playing Slovenia.
That's it, yep.
So yeah. Before I fully get into Italian league soccer, while we're still on the MLS, Philadelphia Union has a friendly coming up against Clube de Regatas do Flamengo.
You mean just Flamengo?
Flamengo, yes.
The Flamengo, which is one of the biggest teams in Brazil. If you go to Orlando to a theme park, you'll see a bunch of guys with that shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Because Honduras and Iceland are playing right now.
He's right. I see it like every weekend.
And
Orlando is like the capital of Brazil.
Yeah, and they are playing Philadelphia Union in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yeah. Flamengo is...
This Sunday.
Flamengo is quite good. One of the best teams in Brazil. So, yeah, Inter Miami's playing El Salvador. Then they're playing FC Dallas on another friendly. But then after that, they're going to Saudi Arabia to play Al Hilal, which is the team that Neymar is in now, and then Al Nassr, which is the team that Cristiano Ronaldo is on right now.
And then aren't they also...
Yeah.
Did they already play the team that Messi started at?
No, that's after. Yeah. Then after Saudi Arabia, they're going to Hong Kong to play the national Hong Kong team, but it's going to be only players who play in the Hong Kong League. So I think we're going to see another absolute ratio in that game. Then they're going to Japan to play Vissel Kobe. And then in back home in Miami, they're playing the team that Messi started in as a kid, which is Newell's Old Boys from Argentina. And then after that, they're starting the actual MLS season. But I'm just so interested in the preseason because Inter Miami is just going to be at El Salvador, Saudi Arabia, Hong Kong, Japan, and then playing against Messi's original team from Argentina, which is a wild world tour. And aside from that, I think we were talking about Flamengo, and I don't think I've mentioned this because this happened like late last year.
Oh, yeah.
But Santos, which is like one of the biggest teams in Brazil's history, got relegated to the second league because they did really bad last season. And it was the first time in the team's 110-year history they ever are not in the top league. So... a lot of arson happened in Brazil because of that.
They set the stadium on fire, right?
Not the stadium, but I think they set a bunch of like bus stations on fire.
There was like a gas station or something immediately next to the stadium.
I think, there was a lot of fire and rioting because the team did bad. That's how much of a big deal.
That's how they handle it.
Yeah.
Take that seriously.
Yep. They really took that seriously. And in Brazil, they play football and they do not play about football.
Yeah.
About football. Fuchiball.
So, am I good to go
can,
to
you
Europe?
Can go ahead. That was my section.
So, very quickly, just breezing over Switzerland, where Basel, ever the disappointment, is second last in their league. They tied Greuther Fürth.
Oh, yeah, the German
2-2 in a friendly, which, mind you, Greuther Fürth is in the German second league. So that's not fun. Their next match is against FC Zurich, and I'm expecting a demolition. Now, going over to Italy, of course, in Europe, soccer is in full swing right now. Serie A had some very interesting results. Atalanta wiped the floor with Frosinone 5-0. Inter did the same with Monza 5-1. But then we have some weird low-scoring games as well. Lazio beat Lecce by only 1-0. Mm-hmm. Napoli beat Salernitana 2-1, which, like, Salernitana does not score on a team like Napoli.
Yeah.
Genoa and Torino tied, which is weird. And then Fiorentina and Udinese tied 2-2. Juve beat Sassuolo 3-0, which is a nice, healthy result. And the current state of affairs with the table is Inter is leading the league, Juventus in second, and Salernitana is at the bottom. And then looking at Serie B, we had some other interesting matchups recently. And the most notable ones are definitely Como beating Spezia 4-0. Catanzaro beating Lecco 5-3. Pretty high scoring game. And then the same result with Venezia beating Sampdoria. My team, my beloved Bari, beat Ternana 3-1, which is a pleasant result. And then in Serie C, there were so many matches recently, so I'm just going to focus on Monopoly, who lost 2-1 to Monterossi, and they are very near the bottom of their division of Serie C, which kind of sucks. But at least they're not Brindisi, which is dead last. But yeah. But yeah. Also, FC Basel had a friendly against FC Bayern, they tied.
Yeah, that's surprising because Bayern. Well, that's the Harry Kane effect.
It is the Harry Kane effect.
Bayern's not gonna win for the first time in 11 years because they got the most unluckiest player of England. They signed
him. And the Spurs might actually do something.
That's true.
Yeah.
What do we think of Tottenham?
I can't say that.
We can't say that.
I guess, should we explain a little bit more of the context with Harry Kane?
Harry Kane, top scorer of the Premier League, but his team never won anything. Like, Tottenham has zero trophies.
He's always been kind of viewed as like a golden boy, but his team never kind of did much around him.
And now since this German team, who wins everything, signed him, The
German team isn't doing well.
The German team isn't doing well.
And this is like FC Bayern we're talking about here. It's like they used to be the safest bet in German soccer.
They kind of still are.
They tied to FC Basel, which is second last in the Swiss League.
It was a friendly.
Listen, Germans don't play around with their friendlies. The one time I went to a friendly match in Germany, it was Italy-Germany, and we lost 4-2.
That was very unfriendly.
Yeah, and I got called slurs.
Yeah.
I love German fans.
Mm. Yeah, that happens.
It's just soccer fans.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. If your team loses, you're going to suffer the wrath.
Okay. I will talk about motorsports later on. Do we want to talk about some more U.S.-centric sports?
You can talk about motorsports now. Go ahead and get it out of the way.
Wasn't there, like, someone on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that got like injured after like just recently getting back out for like I think that was like their first or second game that he just got out from an injury to like his ACL or something, and then he ended up like getting injured all over again.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers.
Well, I mean, to be fair.
What sport is that?
Football.
The
football.
NFL.
NFL.
Did somebody say NFL?
I thought it was the Eagles with AJ Brown, but yeah.
I don't remember off the top of my head. I just thought that someone in that game got injured.
I think it was, like, one of the kickers or something, and he basically got, like, folded over another player.
Yeah. He, like, got folded over that other player and then was out, and I know that, like, the commentators were like, yeah, he just started playing again after suffering an injury to his ACL, and...
Yeah.
Now he's right back out.
Football is dangerous, kids.
Don't play football, kids.
All right, well, okay, if you want me to run through motorsports, I'll get through it about as quick as I can. There's a weird F1 beer sponsor merry-go-round happening where Estrella Galicia, their non-alcoholic wing, switched from Ferrari to McLaren, and then Ferrari's beer sponsor is now Peroni, which was with Aston Martin for the last three seasons. So there's a little bit of weirdness there. McLaren revealed their livery yesterday. Actually, might be 2 days ago now. Very striking, a lot of orange and gray, although they're going to want you to call those papaya and anthracite. and they also put a lot of emphasis on the fact that their numbers are chrome now because it's a throwback to their heritage. But a lot of people are joking that they will suffer the same fate of their car in 2017, which was a complete and utter atrocity of a car. And then the other piece of F1 news is people suspect that the new name of AlphaTauri is going to be Visa Cash App Racing Bulls. So this is a thing. I'm not going to say the full names of all the teams because they all have ridiculous names. But like Aston Martin's technical official name is like Cognizant Aramco Aston Martin Formula One. Mercedes is Mercedes AMG Petronas Formula One. So yeah, but AlphaTauri is going to be possibly rebranded to Racing Bulls. And then
the MasterCard, PayPal, Delta Airlines, so there used Mercedes, to be, Audi team.
There was a team that was going to be sponsored by Visa MasterCard, but it fell apart because they weren't allowed to run two cars with two different paint jobs. Okay, so switching gears very quickly to endurance. Porsche is trying to do a major revision of their engine for their 963 ahead of Le Mans in June. And the full entry list for the Rolex 24 at Daytona has been released. This race is going to be happening not this weekend, but next weekend here in Daytona. It's going to be awesome. It's the first landmark race of the year. And there are some very, very interesting drivers that are going to be here. I'm not going to go through the entire list because, put mildly, there's a good 50 or so cars in this race. But some notable drivers are Sebastian Bourdais, Scott Dixon, Alex Palou, Felipe Nasr, Joseph Newgarden, Marcus Ericsson, Jenson Button, Pipo Durrani, Louis Delatraz, Colton Herta, and Romain Grosjean. Yeah, it's going to be a really cool race. We get tickets at a discount through Athletics if you really want to go. It's really cool. But yeah, if you want to watch big race cars go fast for 24 hours, and you don't even need to stay for the entire race, you can leave, go to bed, and come back in the morning and watch the finish.
Oh, yeah.
Just sleep in the stands.
You can do that, too. Some people do that. Some people do.
Yeah. And then it rains on you. Just
yeah.
Yeah, because it's
Florida. Shower.
Free shower.
If you live in Florida, just wear a bathing suit to every event, and you will be real. See, people hate getting wet when they're not expecting to, but if you're expecting to always get wet, just wear a bathing suit, and you will be perfectly fine, and you won't be angry.
Precisely.
That's life advice.
And don't wear socks.
Yeah. Wear slides.
But, Crocs. Yeah, shout out to all my cargo human joyers.
Hey, piggybacking off of motorsports really quickly for my redneck people out here.
NASCAR.
I'm going to roll into some NASCAR around here.
They're taking a left turn.
All right. Settle in.
I love some NASCAR now. That's like part of the reason why I love going here because I get access to all the races. So, just in NASCAR news, Jimmy Johnson, for those of you guys who do not know, he's kind of a legacy driver. He actually drives for Legacy Motorsports now. But he was one of those big names there for a little bit. He actually retired last year, but for some reason in NASCAR, people like to retire and then they like to come back and race for like four or five races each year.
He never retires. He's never going to retire.
Well, that's what they said about Dale Earnhardt Jr. too, but he still shows up like every two or three races for the season for the Xfinity series. But if they say they're going to retire, they never actually do retire.
The PR is too good to let them
just
leave.
Just like Tom Brady.
Honestly, can't believe Tom Brady actually retired. So Jimmy Johnson has put out his schedule and he is actually set to drive in the Daytona 500 this year. And for those of you guys are wondering when not to go out in Daytona, do not go out during Speed Week, which runs February 14th through the 18th. That ends with the Daytona 500 because the traffic is horrible and you will hate yourself.
Hey, what also happened Jeep last February 14th? Remember the remember the parking incident?
It was a good day, but a really bad night.
I'm really hype about the Rolex race, though, because, like, I'm going to be going to that, and that's going to be, like, my first time, like, going to a race ever.
Word.
So I am so hype, and, yeah, I,
she
like...
can't contain it.
I'm going to walk in there with no ticket, just act like I own the place.
Like, I've always been a huge fan of, like, cars, especially ones that go fast. So
I took a couple of my friends to the Coke Zero 400 during orientation week, and like none of them had been to a NASCAR race ever, and I have them all rooting for my favorite driver, right? And of course, you know, I don't think he won very many times last season because he like got in a snowboarding accident and like got, it was a long story, it's really annoying, but I took them to the Coke Zero 400. And if you ever want to see a bunch of cars crash, you either go to the Daytona 500 or you go to the Coke Zero 400, because the Daytona 500, everybody's racing to win because it's the most iconic race in NASCAR. Mm-hmm. But the Coke Zero 400, that's the ending of the NASCAR season for the year. So, of course, they're going to tear some crap up. So
my car fanatic friends invited me, and I went. And I'm telling you, it is the experience. The real life experience is nothing like what you see on TV.
No.
Like, in real life, is, as someone who isn't really engaged by seeing it on TV, super engaging.
We have like race etiquette and everything. Like, I had to explain. I was like sitting in the stands and all my friends are around me. And of course, you know, they're all guys, but I'm the only one that actually knows anything about NASCAR in the group. And we're all sitting there and I'm like, okay, guys, so race etiquette. You have to stand up on the first lap of the race. If there's a caution, you also have to stand up when they restart. And then I had to explain what a restart was and go into that. But they were like, why do we have to stand up? And I'm like, I don't know. It's a rule. Just do it or else you're going to look stupid.
So I take it Chase Elliott's your favorite driver?
Yes.
Sick. Yeah. I like Denny Hamlin because he drives the FedEx car.
I didn't know any of
that. As long as it's not Kyle Busch, honestly, that's fine.
I didn't know any of the racers, so when I went to the race, I was just rooting for the car that had the Allegiant paint job on it because I thought it was cool.
That's a very key move.
I just like cars.
My mom always gets mad at me because Chase Elliott, you know, he used to, and he still does sometimes, but he runs the Napa Auto Parts paint scheme a lot. But he's also sponsored by Hooters. And
I mean, that car is legendary. So, I don't know what you're talking
about.
So
all of my Chase Elliott gear, I never buy like the Napa stuff. I always buy the Hooters gear, and she gets so mad.
What do you mean? That's a fit.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. In other NASCAR news, I just have like two more things, actually. NASCAR crew chief Ryan Pemberton, he died this week. He was working with Junior Motorsports. He has been in the sport as a crew chief for a long time. So we are sad for his family. And also, did y'all know Sam Hunt, like the country singer, has a race team?
What? He does?
Wasn't there a Luke Combs car in the last Coke
there
400?
They
because
had,
I saw one and
the,
I was like,
they had
there's
that,
a Luke Combs car?
Guns N' Roses actually sponsored a car last year. I mean, it was not like a good car. I don't think it won, but it looked sick on the track. So
worth it.
Definitely worth it.
Yeah, I'm always gonna root for the sick one.
Wicked car. And then we can go in the stands with our shirts off and have like paint on our stomachs and be like, W-I-K-D.
If you donate the car.
you get the team together.
We'll use my great-grandpa's. He was an NASCAR driver.
Time to get the motorsport club on it.
It'll have to say SGA and Embry-Riddle on the side with marketing team.
We just need somebody to drive from Riddle to drive the pace car. That's all we need.
Get it sponsored by Cessna and Diamond.
Look, just get the motorsports team, the ERAU motorsports team, to make us a pace car, and we'll run that.
Also, like, y'all know the hockey team is sponsored by Diamond Aircraft?
Really?
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Because Embry-Riddle.
Yeah, the logo is on their jersey.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't think I've been to a hockey game.
Me neither, but I've heard that they're wild.
I've heard they're fun. Yeah.
I heard like they all got put in the penalty box one time. Like,
that's
all of them.
Be fun.
That's kind of crazy. Who's playing the game?
I think both teams all got sent to the penalty box. Oh, wow. I think they all got in a fight, so they all got sent to the penalty box. So it's pretty much just, yeah.
Bad hockey players with the timeout box.
That's so funny, though, because that's what you would think. Like, whenever you – when I was first, like, starting to watch hockey, I didn't realize that, like, it was called the penalty box. So I'd be like, oh, they got put in timeout for fighting. But that's literally what it is.
That there's three sports that you can legally beat people up and not suffer repercussions. Boxing, UFC, or MMA, and hockey.
And yeah. Any South American soccer league.
I'm learning you can just beat people up for fun.
When
do not do that, though.
I lived
I'd become the best hockey player ever.
I lived in Kansas for about 3 months or so with my aunt and uncle, and my uncle had like a season pass of some sort to go see all of the hockey games for Wichita Thunder. And just all the times that I would, like, there was not a single game that I went to that there wasn't at least one fight. And it was only, like, the same two players that were constantly beating on other people.
Word.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. You know, segueing on beating people up for fun. Yeah. Just real quick. I know I said I was going to talk about UFC, but I found something more interesting. I'm not really much of a sports goer because, like, I don't really have cable. So, like, I just do.
Valid.
But, you know, I'm going to get back into it because I definitely want to talk more about the Olympics. I really do watch the Olympics whenever that comes out. And what was interesting is that they had karate for the first time last year, but it's not coming back this year. And what's weird is that martial arts has, like, a weird place within the Olympics. Even though they've had their, like, pan-Croatian-type, Roman Olympic-type event that they had in B.C., right now the staples are taekwondo, boxing, judo, fencing, and I believe wrestling. And karate's a little bit, like, iffy on that list because it's very much due to the popularity of the sport. Like, so we will probably forever see taekwondo, definitely fencing, since that's been there since 1865. And probably still with boxing until it doesn't become that popular. But definitely when you think of the Olympics and martial arts, you definitely think of taekwondo. And I think that's what's taking the popularity away from karate. But, like, it was a little bit of a big hit last year when they came onto stage. But it won't be back next year. They suspect it will come back in 2028, but it's up in the air.
To be honest, I only used to watch the Olympics to watch Gabby Douglas and Simone Biles for gymnastics. So I'm super excited Simone's coming back this year.
Yes, definitely.
If we're talking Olympics.
Isn't she married?
Yes.
That's crazy.
If we're talking
not
Olympics,
we're not talking about the NFL right now, Ryan.
I actually
don't
have,
get me started on that.
Talking about the husband.
I actually have
the husband. He has no name because nobody knows who he is.
Skateboarding in the Olympics is actually really cool.
Also breakdancing for the first time this year.
No,
breakdancing
is gonna
be in the Olympics.
He's from Florida.
Oh yeah, that's true. Breakdancing is going to be added, and apparently
I have tickets to the Olympics this summer. Right. My family managed to get them.
Why do we not have, like, flying
and
in the Olympics?
It's, we're gonna watch two events within 2 days in Marseille. It's going to be a women's soccer quarterfinal and sailing.
Cool,
nice.
Because those are what they're doing in Marseille.
Is this the first Summer Olympics without Michael Phelps this year?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys see, like, women's sports are making, like, a comeback this year? Like, all the hype around that? There's,
I remember,
like, field hockey and women's hockey.
Yes,
there's a
I
women's hockey league, and they are all getting, like, hyped up right now.
You know what's really interesting about field hockey? Like, I think it, like, I have family in Argentina, and, like, a lot of my cousins have played field hockey before. And it's, like, very popular there. Like, the team's also really good and internationally. But, like, here in North America, it's only ice hockey. Like, hockey's...
Yeah.
Like field hockey, I've never seen it really mentioned.
It's, like, field hockey is not as well known around here. You know, one sport that I really would like to see live is rugby. Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be really fun to watch.
Well, I've definitely seen women's hockey on women's rugby on the rise recently, and I have a second cousin on the Italian women's national rugby team.
Don't we have an Embry Riddle women's rugby team?
She got to go to like South Africa for their big tournament. It was really cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Peter. Hi, this is my seat now.
Word.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sports.
Who are you?
I think it's NFL time.
Is it NFL time?
I guess. I don't know. Whatever works for everybody else. Is it NFL time?
I think it's NFL time.
I think it's NFL time.
I agree.
So who wants to start?
Can we just talk about how bad the Bills kicker was yesterday? Or not yesterday, Monday. We were watching the game, and legitimately the Bills kicker goes to make a field goal, and he kicks it with the inside of his foot, and it literally, like, went all the way on the opposite side of the goalpost. And, like, I was sitting here, and I was like, dude. It wasn't even from that far away, either. I think it was from, like, the 30.
27?
Yeah, I think it was like from the 27 or the 30.
Yeah, it was
awful.
So, I'm from Philly. I'm disappointed, but I knew it was going to happen. So,
I feel sorry for Jason Kelce.
Yeah, he's probably retiring. He hasn't officially confirmed it, but word started getting out that he was going to.
Well, and that was the thing, like, I'll be honest, it kind of fired me up a little bit, because he talked about, if you've watched, he had a Amazon Prime special called, I think it was Catching Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched that, and like, it was literally like so heart-wrenching, like, to watch the side of him like losing the Super Bowl to his brother.
Yeah.
Which that Super Bowl was kind of like bogus last year.
Yeah,
but
it was sketch.
Just watching him from that side, like, it literally made me cry. Like, it was so, well, it was so sad for him. But
I mean, and I've said this before, like, if you are in a world where you are a Philly supporter, you are basically signing yourself up for constant, like, up down, up down, up down,
yeah,
of like hype and then disappointment and then hype and then disappointment. Like, right now the Flyers are up and they've got a 69% chance of making it to the playoffs, but if they do, I totally expect them to just crash and burn, because they're a Philly team and they just,
yeah,
do that. Like, the fact that we even had a Super Bowl win at all is a miracle. I do agree that we probably should have won last year's Super Bowl, but it is what it is. It's Philly. We deal with it, and we know what happens.
I mean, I'm a Kansas City fan, and even I know, like, I admit, I even admit that y'all should have, that the Eagles should have won the Super Bowl last year. There was a lot of one-sided ref calls in that game, but
yeah,
not just that game, but every game with.
Every game that Kansas City was in.
Yeah.
Whoa. Every game this year has been terrible with the refs.
It's a little Mahomey.
But yeah, with Jason Kelce, I don't know if you guys ever watch him and Travis's podcast, New Heights,
yep,
that comes out weekly. One of my friends actually sent me something the other day, because he knows how much I love Jason Kelce. And he's like, did you see that he's retiring? Because he had talked about it in Catching Kelce, about how he wasn't sure he was going to play this season because he's in so much pain. And, you know, he's like one of the oldest NFL players in the league right now. So they were all talking about that. He came back for this season, but then something got said to the media about him saying to his teammates that he was going to retire. And he made it known in his podcast. I don't remember. I think it came out today. The episode came out today. But he was talking to them about how he never said anything to his team because he didn't want to make that decision in the moment of, like, feeling the loss that they had of, like, being kicked out of the playoffs. But it's very likely that he will retire this year.
Yeah, I mean, it was very much I'm done when I say I'm done, but it also definitely sounded like he was almost done.
I mean, he was crying on the field.
My favorite moment of his was his mummer's speech, where he's just like, he was going at it and he was fully suited up. I mean, that was the most Philly thing I've seen in a while.
He kills me with, like, you'll see. One of my favorite things about, like, watching football and, like, following the different teams on social media is you see, like, their game day fits. Jason Kelce is always wearing flip-flops. No matter if it's snowing, if it's raining, it's always flip-flops. Everybody else is, like, dressed to the nines in suits and everything, and he's wearing flip-flops.
Sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
Yep. One of the funniest moments from his podcast is when his brother bought him some, like, designer outfit. And he didn't realize it, and so he started hating on the designer clothes that he bought him. And then Travis said, "Oh, I actually bought you that for Christmas," and he just tried to take it back for like 5 minutes. It was the funniest thing I've seen.
You know what else is super, super funny? Cowboys losing in the playoffs.
That was not even a game.
That was like inevitable.
That was a college level game right there.
I mean, it cements Dak Prescott as, like, the worst playoff record in the sport.
Fun fact, the Packers have a better win record playoff-wise in that stadium than Dallas does.
Mm-hmm. And it was not a home game for the Packers.
I mean, in no means did I see the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl or winning the Super Bowl this year, but the fact that they won the last 16 games at home to then be that bad the first time they get into the playoffs. It was just such a Cowboy thing.
Embarrassing.
We are at the cycle of Cowboys season of choking in the playoffs.
Yep.
And we're almost at the "this is our year, guys, I swear" phase.
That'll start after the draft, whatever they decide to draft.
Now, do you think they're keeping Mike McCarthy?
Honestly, I don't know what the issue is. I don't know if it's Mike McCarthy, if it's Jerry Jones, if it's Dak.
Oh, and actually, while we're on this, do we think the Eagles are going to keep Sirianni?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. They do need to up their O-line.
I don't even think they need to up it. They need to just redo the whole thing.
It was awful. Like, I mean, they started out the season with a really good record. It was like, what, 10-1?
They were 10-1.
We were 10-1. And our only loss was to the Jets somehow.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I think we see it a lot with the Eagles. They'll start out really, really good, and then as they get towards the end of the season, they kind of let off the gas pedal,
yeah,
and they just start kind of coasting. And
I mean, like, we started the season, you know, we had the brotherly shove, and everyone was trying to, like, figure out how to guard
stop it,
and yeah, then we just stopped doing it. It just felt like they were like, "Oh, yeah, guys, we're in the playoffs. We don't need to care anymore." And then we actually get into the playoffs, and that whole attitude just died.
Well, Jalen Hurts was hurt,
yeah,
in the game.
And A.J. Brown was out, too.
I'll tell you, yeah, what, when they were playing the Bucks, the moment I knew the game was over was that 2-point conversion play when they stopped it. Because that just, it swung all the momentum to the Bucks,
I mean,
going into halftime, even though they scored the touchdown.
That game ended, wasn't it, 38-9? 32-9. I was keeping track of Scorigami. If it had ended 38-9, it would have been the first time that score had happened before. But, like, just a preposterous result.
Yeah, it was bad.
The Eagles are done, and I'm okay with that.
I know you're okay with that, and I'm okay with that as well, because it means that I can stop stressing about the Eagles for the rest of the year until the season starts again.
Well, I mean, you kind of still have to stress about the Eagles a little bit with Jason Kelce's decision, because if he retires, y'all just lost, like, one of the best centers in the league.
Genuinely, yeah.
So.
And I mean, I also don't really have anyone that I'm actually, like, cool with supporting for the Super Bowl, because Baltimore also just kind of died. And not Baltimore, Pittsburgh.
I was about to say, what normally, happened
Pittsburgh yeah, they died on their bye week.
Pittsburgh died.
Yeah, breaking the Steelers. News. Did we really think the Steelers were going to go anywhere, though, with Mason Rudolph? It like, been, come
been,
on.
It would have been really funny if they went somewhere, but they didn't.
They need better quarterbacks. It was a good thing when Roethlisberger like, left, but... yeah, we've got like Mason Rudolph as like, was he a second string now?
He was third string. He was behind Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, and he came in the other day, and I was watching the game, and I was like, oh no, why? Why is he in here? Like it.
I mean, the fact that the Steelers haven't won a playoff game since 2017. Like, I know Mike Tomlin is a great coach.
Oh, I remember that game.
I bet you do.
I don't like that game.
Mike Tomlin is a great coach, but, I mean, they've lost a lot of momentum. I mean, they had Claypool and they had Smith-Schuster, and they had a great team for a little bit. Roethlisberger was getting old, and he was kind of slowing them down, but we had a good team for a little bit. But
I mean, 2020 was the last year that I thought the Steelers could really make it somewhere, but then they obviously fell short to the Browns pretty embarrassingly.
Yeah. Which, speaking of falling short, do you guys see how much they were selling Carolina Panthers tickets for?
No. Yeah, actually, a friend of ours in the studio went, I think he, what did T-Rob say, $10?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I saw one for 45 cents.
Yeah, I did too.
What?
Yeah, they were.
Like 49, 70 cents, like, because I feel like all their fans have just abandoned them. Like, they haven't had a really good team since, like, they had Cam Newton. And
yep. I think that was the last time they had any sort of momentum.
I mean, you can't blame Bryce Young, though.
No.
It's not his fault.
No, not at all.
Just a quick question. Have you guys talked about the Detroit Lions?
No, wait. No, we haven't gotten there. We're making our rounds. let's finish up AFC. We've got...
Got a big Bills game this weekend.
And the Chiefs. Yay. I don't know who to root for because I don't want
the
either
Chiefs.
Of them to progress.
I don't like either
the
of them
Chiefs.
Guys. What happens if they tie? If they tie, do they both get eliminated and then the Ravens can just go straight to the Super Bowl? Because I think that's exactly what should happen.
The Browns are above the Chiefs now. The last time I looked the other day, it was the Bills and the Chiefs were like, we had the same. I mean, we're all tied, but we lost to the Bills, which is why they were ahead of us in league standings. But now it's showing the Cleveland Browns are above us. So
that doesn't make sense. They're eliminated.
Yeah, wait. They're above the Chiefs?
That's what the league standings say.
That cannot be right.
NFL's app is bogus then.
Yeah, the NFL app is not great sometimes. It's like, here, watch this play-by-play, except it doesn't show you play-by-play, and then it skips to whatever. Because I have it on here, too. I don't want either team to win.
I feel bad for the Miami Dolphins, though. They had a good run this year. They haven't had, like, a great run in a while, but... They were doing good there for a minute.
Your app is tweaking because mine shows.
Really?
Mine shows it just fine.
Mine does not. Mine's showing the Cleveland Browns.
Your app is tweaking.
I would feel bad for the Miami Dolphins, but they also choked away a home game in Miami by losing like three of their last four, including a game to the Titans.
Yeah.
In Miami.
Yeah.
So I don't really feel bad.
I was hoping for like a double whammy, both the Bills and the Chiefs getting eliminated first round, but then Miami screwed up against the Bills, and then the temperature was awful, and Miami is not a very great away team, especially in the cold.
Yeah, because it's Florida.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
they're
it
not
definitely
a,
doesn't help.
They're
no,
not a good
there's
team
not a
good
single
teams.
Floridian that does well in freezing cold.
Facts.
Yeah, so
take
I,
it from me, I am a Floridian.
I was somewhat disappointed, but the Texans won, so that was a win.
Well,
the Browns being eliminated was cool. I don't like the Browns. They're the inferior Ohio team.
I don't know what team to really root for or anything because I
whoever
don't
you want.
Keep track.
Choose one and keep with it.
I don't keep track of football, so like literally the only reason I've been able to really talk about it is because there's a couple games that I've caught glimpses of when I was watching it with Luca and his roommates.
Well, listen, here at the Wicked 102.5 WIKD LP Daytona Beach, you can watch whatever you want to.
Although I will say something interesting is, shout out to my cousin, his veteran team, he has a team of like veterans that goes and plays paintball.
Mm-hmm.
And they recently just won a game.
That's cool.
They won
That's
a tournament cool. in Orlando, I think.
That's
so,
very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Texans wins. Hooray. So I think even though the Texans won, good for them, I think we all know who's going to win that game this weekend.
It's not going to be the Texans.
And it's not going to be the Texans.
Look, as a Baltimore fan who still has nightmares about 2019, I would just like the team to be ready for the Texans.
Yeah.
I think if we have a decent game, we should win no problem. But the problem is Lamar Jackson has been off for 3 weeks now, as well as a lot of our starters. And so I'm just worried that 3 weeks off is going to be a rusty first quarter, and if the Texans get out to a big lead, if they score two touchdowns in that first quarter, we could be in trouble.
I'm really scared for the Chiefs game on Sunday against the Bills because, I mean, everybody has seen how badly the Chiefs have been doing recently, and whether or not the Brads and Chads want to come in and say that it's Taylor Swift's fault, I promise you it's not Taylor Swift's
I'm not
fault.
A fan of her anymore.
Whoa.
Also,
shots fired.
If I may, the thing I find interesting about that game, because I agree with Smiley, I don't like either of the teams, is that they're of the upcoming matchups, they're the only one where both teams have the exact same win-loss record.
Yeah. The only reason that the Bills have been above the Chiefs in standings is because we lost to them more times than we have won. But yeah, they're 11-6.
It will be Mahomes' first playoff appearance on the road.
It's going to get a little Mahomes.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I will say it will be bittersweet for whoever wins and loses. I think I'm pushing more towards the Chiefs losing.
Yeah.
Just because I'm sick and tired of them. And I already know that the Bills are not going any further because there's no way they're beating Baltimore when Baltimore is going to take their defense and then just if they face Buffalo, they'll just shove it into Josh Allen's face. And Josh Allen will crumble and fumble and do Josh Allen mistake things.
I have a feeling Josh Allen will seriously struggle against Roquan Smith and Patrick Queen.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so NFC Packers. Good on them.
Yeah.
I'm so happy they won. Nothing makes me happier than watching the Cowboys lose, especially in a playoff game. Ready to talk about the Eagles. So last thing is Detroit. Just barely beaten by one singular point, the LA Rams. That was super interesting.
And it was their first playoff win in, I believe, 32 years.
Good for them.
Wow. That's a lot of years.
Yeah, and now they're going to be up against the Bucks this coming up Sunday.
Yeah.
So they're probably going to lose that
I
one.
Think they're
gonna the
lose
the Bucks are definitely going to win that,
one.
One.
I want them to win just because it would be funny to see them go further.
What? You don't think the Detroit Lions are going to beat the Bucks?
Yeah,
no.
I think Detroit's going to win.
I think Detroit's going to take care of business.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about that, but I guess we'll see on Sunday.
I don't think
the Bucks are 9-6 for a reason.
I don't think the Bucks' performance against the Eagles should be something that says how good they were doing. Considering
oh, definitely
the
not.
Eagles
no.
lost
yeah.
to the Giants and the Cardinals and everyone else at the end of the year.
lost to the Cardinals.
Yeah, I don't think anyone.
Yeah, they did lose to the Cardinals. That was
embarrassing.
That was the worst one.
That's embarrassing.
It was so funny.
Their last three games were Giants, Cardinals, Giants, and they had to win two of them to win the division, and they lost two of them instead.
Good Lord.
I mean, if it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have had the Cowboys lose at home against the Packers.
Yeah,
so,
I think we should thank the Eagles for that, guys.
I do thank the Eagles for losing enough to lose the division, because that was really funny.
Yep.
All right, so this upcoming week, last game we have to talk about is the 49ers.
Versus the Packers.
I think 49ers are going to take care of business as well.
I think the Packers are going to pull another upset.
That would be really funny.
It would be, yes.
I'm going to root for the Packers just for the fun of it.
I think cheeseheads are funny.
The term cheeseheads is funny.
I really don't know with the current playoff standings if the Chiefs do not go through who I'm going to root for in the Super Bowl.
I'm rooting for Baltimore.
You're rooting for Baltimore?
AFC North strong. Listen, during the season, I will fight against Baltimore all the time.
Joe
because
Burrow,
I have to. But when my team's not in the playoffs, and the AFC is almost always included in Mr. Mahomes, and somehow Josh Allen finds a way to weasel his way into the playoffs, I'll root for the Ravens.
I guess that's a valid point.
Yeah.
Next season, though. Next season will be different.
I know. It's football-related, but it's not 100% football-related. What do you guys think about, like, the most recent, like, halftime shows for the past couple of Super Bowls? Like this year we've got Usher. Now, last year, I will say, it was pretty cool.
Who was last year?
It was
Rihanna? No, wasn't it the hip-hop group?
No, Rihanna was last year. No, I didn't like last year's Super Bowl.
I didn't like last year's either.
I liked the year where it was Snoop Dogg and Eminem and Dr.
Really
Dre.
Good.
I wish Eminem had a longer segment for his stuff, but that one was good. I don't know how I feel about Usher doing the halftime show this year.
I loved The Weeknd. Like
The Weeknd was good. Yeah.
Nah.
I think my favorite one that's ever been done was when Katy Perry did it, because like that was the one Super Bowl halftime show where like if you go back and rewatch it, like she does this little part where she's singing California Girls, and she like actually turns and looks at him, and she's like, you know, says to the crowd, and she's like, sing it, and they actually sang it. Like half the time you don't even get crowd involvement anymore, which Beyonce and Bruno Mars a couple of years ago,
that was good. Didn't Katy Perry
with Coldplay
didn't Katy Perry come out on a like a tiger for
yeah
Roar?
For Roar,
yeah,
and the dancing sharks.
Mm-hmm. that was a good one.
I will say the Rihanna show, got a lot of memes from that one.
It wasn't great.
It was not great.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Especially being that she like announced her pregnancy with that. She hadn't performed like in so long.
I will say it was impressive how she was able to do all that also pregnant.
Oh yeah, no doubt. But like right. I was like, yeah, it was a weird setup.
A little bit, yeah.
You know what I'm most annoyed about with the halftime shows now is that it's no longer the Pepsi halftime show and it's now the Apple Music halftime show.
Oh, yeah,
that's
true.
Yes. Which, rumor has it this year that they originally offered the halftime show to Taylor Swift and she turned it down, so they got Usher.
Of course they would. Oh, man, I really, really do not like Taylor Swift going to the Chiefs. Why couldn't she have gone to someone like the Colts or...
Travis Kelce like, sought her out.
Like, why couldn't she have gone to some team that was, like, not an issue? Like, it was like, if somebody said, oh, Taylor Swift is dating somebody from this team, you would go, oh, okay. You wouldn't feel too strongly one way or the other.
Well, it's like the whole Simone Biles situation where,
Like, I don't know if you guys, like, saw anything about, like, the interview that her husband did. I think he played, doesn't he play for the
Packers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He did an interview with the Packers, and he was kind of, like, talking about how he was the prize in the relationship, and TikTok blew up with it, and they were just talking about, like, how, you know, Mr. Simone Biles needs to realize that, like, nobody knows who he is. Like, I didn't even know that she was married, like, before that came out. And then he was talking about how he was, like, the prize in the relationship. He was the catch. And everybody was like, we know Simone. We don't even know who you are, homie. Like, it's one of those situations where, like, if somebody that's higher up, which I feel like no matter what, whoever Taylor Swift dated, it would have been a problem
for
whoever's team.
I don't think the Chiefs needed...
They already have Brittany Mahomes, and they have Mahomes' nephew that's, like, got...
Jackson. His brother.
Yeah. Assault charges on him right now.
I will say, I do find it pretty funny when you see Brittany Mahomes and Taylor Swift hanging out.
It's so weird.
It does make me laugh a little bit.
But she could have dated someone on, like, the Bears or the Colts. And then, I mean, like, Packers...
Date someone on the Bears.
The Packers famous. Would be kind of mad about that, but the rest of the league wouldn't really care, and then we could go on. But no, now we have to deal with both the Chiefs and Taylor Swift dating someone on the Chiefs, and I don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's a bit much.
Yeah, it is a lot. I will say, I am a Swiftie. I'm a resident Swiftie. Yeah. And I have like a... Just it's kind of a bad opinion. It's a little... It's an opinion that a lot of people don't have, but I really... I don't care who Taylor Swift dates on the team. Like, legitimately, could care less. You know, it's half the NFL's problem for showing her all the time. Like, they're making money off of it, and that's their fault. But also, at the same time, the Swifties are kind of getting a little annoying with it. Because, you know, every single time something happens with them, it's all over the news. And then people like me, who have been a Chiefs fan for, like, 3 years at this point, like, they sit there and they're like, oh, you like Taylor Swift? Oh, you're a bandwagon. Like,
you're a bandwagon anyways. It's not because you're a Swiftie.
No. I swapped to the Chiefs before they won the Super Bowl, so.
3 years ago? No, that's when they won the Super Bowl.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Yes, it has.
I thought that was like...
They won last year.
It was 2019, I think.
Did they win in 2019?
No, it was 2019.
It was
2020 was the Bucks.
Yeah, 2020
was the Bucks.
21 was the Rams.
Was that when Tom Brady...
Yeah, that was Tom Brady's
last Tom Brady.
Super Bowl. No, you're a bandwagon. You're a Chiefs bandwagon.
At least I do know who the players on the team are, other than, like...
I'd hope so. You've been on the bandwagon for 3 years.
Yeah, well... Sheesh. It was either... I mean, I used to be a Steelers fan, so...
Used to.
I mean, I kind of still am, but...
No loyalty.
Bro, I'm telling y'all, I started watching football, and I became a Steelers fan because I used to ride the bus with these guys in high school, and they would get on the bus... every single, like, Monday morning, and they talk smack to each other because one of them was, like, a Panthers fan, and you had a Steelers fan, you had a Chiefs fan, and they would all go at it, and, you know, of course, I want to be in the conversation.
Wait, you actually have met a Panthers fan in real life?
I have.
Listen, there used to be a huge, like...
A lot of people, because I'm from North Carolina, so a lot of people were Panthers fans. I don't think they're Panthers fans anymore.
Back in 2015, the Panther Stadium was one of the most electric places in the NFL.
Wasn't there a period where the Chargers Stadium was actually pretty hopping?
Probably before they...
Definitely wasn't when they moved to L.A.
It was...
Well, no, they didn't move to L.A. They were already in L.A. They moved stadiums, but they were still L.A.
No, the Chargers were San Diego.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They were San Diego. Man.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rams were originally L.A. Then they moved to St. Louis.
Right.
Won a Super Bowl, came back to L.A.
Yeah.
But now you're both there, and now it's just kind of weird. I don't know, at least to me.
It's super weird.
What about the
Raiders? It's very diluted.
What about them?
I just feel bad for Oakland. They're losing the baseball team. They already lost the football team. I mean, that must just be miserable.
Maybe Oakland should get better.
That is true.
I mean, what's going on in Oakland?
Not a whole lot.
Exactly.
Yeah, nothing since they left.
My only fear is if they do it to Oakland, what's stopping them from doing it to Baltimore?
Yeah.
That's my only fear.
That would be weird.
It would be.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is something you want to see your team draft in the upcoming draft? Just one position you want drafted.
Oh, wait, who are we starting with?
Whoever wants to go first.
I know my answer for this. For the Ravens in particular, our defense has been really, really good. And I think we might lose a couple players. Like, I'm not sure if we can re-sign Patrick Queen, Matabike. They're both on contract years, but that doesn't necessarily concern me.
Right.
There are two big concerns that I have, one on the offense, one on the defense. The first is our left tackle, Ronnie Stanley. Been dealing with injuries for like 3 years. He's been back this year for most of the games, but he has not played to what his contract value says he's worth, which is why I believe we're probably going to cut him after this year, especially because it wouldn't be a huge pay difference there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a left tackle could be really good, because if we just have a solid one there, and then Morgan Moses still on the other end, obviously we got a great center and everything. That's probably the one position I think we should go after the most, but then the other one is a cornerback, because we are pretty thin on cornerback. Marlon Humphrey been dealing with injuries. He's actually not expected to play this upcoming week, which is not great, because that probably means Brandon Stevens is going to be on Nico Collins, who Brandon Stevens has been having a really good year, so I'm not too upset about it, but I don't know how much longer Marlon Humphrey is going to be going. So I think either one left tackle, but if not, then a cornerback.
Okay.
I mean, I think for the Eagles, the obvious answer is like a suitable replacement for Kelsey, just because
that's going to be hard to find.
Yeah, it's going to be real hard to find, but it's what we need.
I would like to see at least one good receiver added to the Chiefs roster.
Man, if only you guys had a receiver. Maybe his name started with T and ended with Reek Hill.
Yeah.
Tyreek didn't want to be there anymore.
No. I will say, I really think if we can get some decent receivers, we could do something better. But it's like our O-line this year, like recently, just like even just recently, it's like they cannot catch for crap. Like, Mahomes can put it like right in their hands and it's going to go right through it. They're not going to catch it.
Yeah. Well,
and that was part of the problem, was like when they first came out, everybody, like after the Super Bowl last year, they were three teaming Kelsey, because they knew that if Mahomes got it to Kelsey, then it was over.
Right.
So then that puts it all out there on the other receivers, and then like we couldn't get touchdowns or anything.
I mean, with your guys' receivers, though, like, I think Rashee Rice is going to be pretty good.
I think Rice will be very good.
He's got a rookie?
Stuck up.
He's a rookie.
Step up.
Yeah. And you know, Kelsey is not retiring, at least this year, just because he's not going to retire the same year his brother does.
He's in his 11th year, though, so he's getting close.
He's 34. He's the same age as Gronk.
Yeah.
Which, you know, puts it in perspective a little, because he's been retired like 3 years now. But I think interesting question with the Chiefs is obviously the Chris Jones situation, because with them just giving him the 1 year deal this year, his value's only gone up because they're rated a top five defense. So now they're gonna have to pay him more money than what they offered him on the 1 year deal. So it's just a question of, do they have enough money to keep him, which might be a big replacement as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
Bengals need to get either someone. Left tackle, right tackle, anybody to stand in front of Burrow and block, or a tight end. I'm really sick and tired of watching everybody else play and the quarterback having all the time in the world to stand there and throw, and Burrow having to get the ball out in 2 seconds before being tackled.
Yeah, y'all, like, y'all barely have blocked for him this year. So, I mean, kudos to him because it shows that he's, you know, a good quarterback to be able to get stuff off like that.
Imagine what he can do if he has, if he had time. 7 seconds.
Yeah. If he had actual time to be able to, like, scan the field and see where his receivers are instead of just picking it up and throwing it and hoping.
Yeah. I mean, imagine what he could do with 3 seconds. I mean, not even seven. He gets, like, a second before there's pressure on him.
Yeah, it's so bad. And I really want to watch him thrive, but he's not going to thrive if he's constantly injured because the offensive line
can't him.
Stop a little wind from knocking him over. It's so annoying.
Yeah, I really didn't think Orlando Brown had a very good year this year for y'all. I mean, he nope. came off a great year with the Chiefs. He played pretty well for the Ravens, but nope. I just thought he struggled a lot with the Bengals. And I don't know if that's a coaching issue because he's a good player. But I feel like every year Burrow's been there. Like his first year, obviously, you know, that one pressure.
That was awful. His first year was awful.
Yeah. And then even in his Super Bowl run, wasn't he the most sacked quarterback in the league?
Yep, he was the most sacked quarterback in the league. And it showed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awful, but still managed to make it to the Super Bowl. And then the refs decided to throw all their flags at one side of the field. On
what year was that? That was
21.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can figure that out because that would be cool. But I guess we'll see.
I know what we should get for the Giants.
Anything?
Well, I mean, we got a good quarterback at the very end of the season, Tommy DeVito really shining there. But I think we need some good defensive players because the defense this year was horrible. So,
best thing about Tommy DeVito is his family.
His agent in particular.
Yes. I mean, have you seen those pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know.
I still cannot believe the Giants are paying Daniel Jones $40 million a year.
That was such a dumb idea.
I just don't. Who thought of that?
They did not have the background to make that deal. They took him to 2 playoff games, and they're like, yep, let's sign him for a huge contract. Like,
yeah, and in the 1 playoff game, he got demolished. You know, like, he won the one against the Vikings, but then he played the Eagles and
lost.
Yeah, lost bad.
Same thing with Justin Herbert, but I don't know what's going on with the Chargers.
I mean, Jim Harbaugh might be there next year.
That would be interesting.
He wanted the Chargers job last year, but they didn't fire Staley. So well, now that it's open, I don't know. I know the Falcons just interviewed him.
That would be interesting. Jim Harbaugh is Ravens coach, right?
No, John Harbaugh is the Ravens coach. Jim was the coach for the 49ers. He took him to, I believe, 4 straight NFC championship games. Including playing in the Super Bowl against his brother John when the Ravens won
in
2012.
There's so many Harbaughs.
Well, you have Jack Harbaugh was the dad, and then you have the 2 brothers. And
well, isn't there a Mike who just coached Michigan?
No, that's Jim. Jim isn't Michigan right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jim just won with Michigan. And the reason he left the NFL was because the Michigan job was open, because he was an alum from Michigan, played at Michigan. And so he wanted to get them back to, like, being what Michigan football was, because when he took over, it was really just a train wreck. And so he brought him back, obviously beat Ohio State the last 3 years in a row, won the national championship this past year. So everyone's just questioning right now whether he's going to stay in college or if he's going to move to the NFL, which it seems like he's going to move to the NFL just because of how college football has sort of treated him over the last past year, I guess, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. So, this year has been crazy as far as, like, firings.
Yeah.
I've never seen so many people fired. And I didn't expect it either.
Yeah, there was a couple I couldn't believe.
Crazy. All right. Well, unless you guys got other things to talk about, I think we can.
I think
end
we've
here.
Talked out football for the night.
This is nice. I haven't had the opportunity to talk about this kind of stuff for this long.
I've enjoyed it. I don't find a lot of people I get to like actually geek out about a little football with. So that's
well,
nice.
Good news is that almost every Wednesday, from 8 to 10-ish, depends on when we end, we have sports. So thank you for listening. Again, if you love crosswords or Sudoku or word searches, Avion has puzzle contests in the back of their magazine issues. If you pick up a copy and you complete it in your first one, make sure you take it to the Avion's office in SU-219 to claim your prize. And thanks for listening. I gotta jump to automation. Oh my goodness. Ooh, I went way too far. It is 32, so we'll see you later. Bye.